The Gemara Masechet Erech in Daf Yud Amud Beis asked the question, Purim Dikanisa, Purim, where tremendous nes happened, Lema, we should say Hallel. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Yitzchak, the reason we don't say Hallel on Purim is L'fish Einayim Mashira a nes of Chutzlarts. The nes of Purim didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael, and we don't say Hallel on a nes that took place outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, Maskela Rav Nachman Yitzchak, ask Rav Nachman Yitzchak on this, for Yitzis Mitzrayim, what about Yitzis Mitzrayim, the nes Shebechutz Laretzi, it's a nes that happened outside of Eretz Yisrael, Famrin and Hallel, and we say Hallel. Kiritanya answers the Gemara, as the Bryce already addresses this question. Before Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, Huchshu Kol Arotz La Mishira, Shira was allowed to be said anywhere. However, Mishenuchnasu La'aretz, once they entered Eretz Yisrael, Lo Huchshu Kol Arotz La Mishira. You could only say Shira on a nes that happened in Eretz Yisrael. So since Yetzias Mitzrayim happened before they entered Eretz Yisrael, therefore you could still say Hallel on that nes. So the Torah Evin, in discussing this Gemara, asks, he doesn't understand, what's the Gemara's question? Purim, there is no kabbonis. The Gemara said, on top of the Amid, that one of the questions, one of the reasons say Hallel, is this a day that has unique kabbonis? So ask the Torah Evin, what's the Gemara trying to compare? Purim to Pesach. On Purim, there are no kabbonis. On Pesach, there are unique kabbonis. And therefore, Pesach has a very different halacha than Purim. So says the Torah Evin, that our Gemara, when asked this question, is not referring to the Hallel that's recited on Yontif Pesach. Of course on Yontif Pesach, it's a Yontif Midaraisa, it's a day of unique Kabbonis, we have to say Hallel. It's talking about the Hallel that is said Pesach by night. And therefore, that's only said because of the Simcha, and the Gemara's question, therefore, is very understandable. Why on Purim do we not say Hallel because of the even though there's tremendous Simcha, and on Pesach we do say Hallel on the night of Yontif because of our Simcha. And the Torah already in Simen Tof Ayin Gimel says that the Hallel that we recite during the Seder, not only should we make a bracha on it, he quotes a ritzvah, but he says you have to make two brachas, because we know we say the first two chapters of Hallel before the Suda, and the rest of Hallel is recited after the Suda. So he says you say Hallel, and you make two brachas, one before the Suda, and one after the Suda. The Ritzgeis, Davi Ezri, say on the contrary, because we're not saying the whole Hallel at one time by the Seder, we shouldn't make any bracha on the Hallel by the Seder. And so too was the opinion of the Rosh. But then he continues to say that even though we just quoted all of these Rishonim who suggest that we don't say Hallel with a bracha by the Seder, we should say Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses B'tzibur and there make a bracha. And that is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Pei Zayin Sif Dalet, that on the first day of Yontif, we say, I'll read the words, Goymer Mahal B'tzibur, we say the Hallel B'tzibur B'n'ima with a Gishmak, the bracha with a bracha tchila b'soif, v'chein Bilel Sheni Shel Shnei Yom Tov Shigolius, and so too is done on the second night of Yom Tov in Chutz Lartz. The Rama says, V'kol ze ein anu noyim kein. Says the Rama, that's not our minig. Kein anu oimrim belayla beis haknesses ha'ala klal. The Rama says, minig Ashkenaz is not to say halal and shul Pesach by night. So it's interesting to point out that the Gra does say to say Halal Pesach by night, and the Maram Shik said that the Chasam Sofer would say Halal without a bracha and shul, and so too was the minig of the Chazon Ish. This minig is already mentioned by the Marashah, that this is the minig to say Halal, and our Gemara is a very strong raya that there's a place for this Halal, because as the Torah Evan pointed out, this is the Halal that our Gemara is referring to. The Maram Pano even says that even if you're in a shul, if you daven in a shul that doesn't say Halal, but you want to say Halal, you could say Halal b'yichidus with a bracha. And so too does the Shas of Tshuvas, Tshuva Mahava, quote that the Noida Behuda would say Halal in his shul. The minig was not to say Halal like the Ramah, but he would say Halal b'yichidus. And Ramosha in the Tshuvas Igris Moshe, Chelik Bey Simit Tzadik Dalet, says that even if it's not your minig to say Halal and Shul Pesach night, but you now are davening the Shul where they say Halal, he says you should say Halal along with them. The Bracha, you shouldn't say. And Ramosha Sternbach Shlita, and the Sefer Me'adim V'Zmanim, Chelik Zayin Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, says not only should you say the Halal, but you should make it a point not to leave the shul. Because by walking out, you're showing that why are you walking out? Because you don't believe Halal should be said. And that's being Parish Minatzibur. Why do we say Halal? So the Baal HaMor says that we're concerned that the Seder will take a long time and you'll fall asleep or you may forget. And therefore, we want you saying Halal Pesach by night is so important. So therefore, we say Halal and Shul. The Miri says, as the Gemara says, Masechet Pesachim, Perek Avi Pesachim, when they used to bring the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, in the afternoon, they would say Halal. So Zeich to that Halal, we say Halal in Shul Pesach by night. Reb Chaim Brisker says the Al Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Hashir Yir Lachem B'Leil Hiskadei Shchag. So he says that this is what the Gemara means to say. Laila hamakudish l'chag, the night which is identified to be a yontif, torn hollow. And what does that mean? That's this night. I, says Reb Chaim, aren't we going to say hollow by the Seder? So he says, there are two dinim in hollow. There's a hollow that we have to sing shir at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Halal that we say in shul at night. Then there's a Halal because of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is the Halal we say by the Seder. Rav Moshe Sternbruch says, by saying Halal twice, we're showing how much we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we don't just say it once, we say it twice. However, those that say that we don't say Hallel say that the Hallel of Pesach by night is supposed to be said al Yayin. In Shul, there is no Yayin. And since there is no Yayin in Shul, it's not the place to say Hallel Pesach by night. A big nafkamina between these reasonings will be if you're saying Hallel Pesach by night in Shul. So if you're saying it because of the reason that Rishonim give, that we're concerned that you may not end up saying it by Seder, so you have to be careful to say the Hallel in Shul strictly after Tzeis HaKavim. But just like you can't make a Seder before Tzeis HaKavim, you can't say Hallel before Tzeis HaKavim. If, however, the reason that you're saying Hallel is because it's Zechel Kavim Pesach, then maybe on the contrary, you should say Hallel earlier, because that would be closer to the time when the Kavim Pesach was brought.